Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Tom Rivers is covering what's going on in Berlin for ABC News. He joins us now on WGN. Tom, thanks for taking some time. I appreciate it.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. So what's the latest?
Latest is that the authorities now have a name, Anis Amri.
Okay.
He's a 24-year-old Tunisian, and they put out a European-wide arrest warrant simply because they don't at this stage know if he's around the block here in Berlin or if he's hopped the border. He could be in Italy, France, you name it, in one of the Schengen countries. Open borders could be anywhere at this stage of the game. 100,000 euro bounty on his head as well.
Now, who puts that out? The German government puts that bounty on his head?
Yeah, they do. We'll see if anybody comes forward and says, yes, I've seen him at a gas station or something. And, it's a possibility that people are going to have their eyes peeled. His picture now is in all of the media here in Europe. So people know what he looks like. And I don't think he'll be, if he's out in the open, let's put it that way. He's not in a safe house. He'll be spotted.
Now, are investigators still running with the theory that they're not sure if there's more than one perpetrator, or have they pretty much said, this is our guy and we need him now?
Well, I think probably the latter. But having said that, anecdotally, the truck driver that was shot and stabbed to death, his cousin who owns a truck company says he'd seen pictures of his cousin and said he's beat up pretty bad. He's a big guy. His assessment is you needed more than one guy to do that to him. So possibility that there's a network out there that was helping this Tunisian, and we'll have to see how that plays out. Think back to Nice, the truck attacker there. Mm-hmm. Everybody was saying initially that was a lone wolf. Well, we found out months later there were a couple of waves of arrests, people that helped him out with safe houses, with money, communications, all of those things. So that may be a possibility here as well.
Now, ICE has claimed responsibility, but they also said that the attacker was not part of a structured group. Is this the biggest problem that authorities are facing over there, that we've been hearing it for a long time, the lone wolf or a fraction of the group that's going out on their own?
Well, it's a problem. And if you look at kind of the background for some of these guys, this individual had trouble with the law when he left Tunisia in 2011, got to Italy, petty crime. We had most of the individuals that were associated with the Paris attacks in November a year ago were involved in petty crime. Most of these guys then are radicalized some way, shape, or form after they have been in contact with certain individuals in prison, or when they get out, they click on the computer, et cetera, et cetera. So, yes, they kind of fit into the same kind of little pigeonhole out there. And it is really, really difficult. There's a lot of them. They don't necessarily have to go to places like Syria and come back, although that is a problem in and of itself. We got these people that become radicalized right here in Europe, and that's going to be a problem that's going to be around for quite a while.
Well, and that's the problem that's happening all over the world. That it's easy now if you want access to that sort of information and you have those leanings. As you said, all you have to do is get on the computer and voila, all the information is right in front of you. Is there anything, because the crimes you described by this guy, they could be from any criminal. They don't have to be a radicalized human being. Is there anything that points to him actually being radicalized, or could this be ISIS just say, oh, here's a guy who did something horrible, we're going to claim responsibility for it?
Sometimes, it could be that as well. Publicity is publicity for groups like ISIS. But the fact that this individual left his ID card under the seat in the truck certainly looks like, that is something that happened in Paris just over a year ago. Some of the bombers at the Stade de France, before they blew themselves up, through passports on the ground, ID cards, kind of putting their mark down, saying this is who this person is and this is his cause. So that standard operating procedure, it seems like. So, yes, it kind of reinforces the fact that, yes, this guy was in some way a supporter of ISIS.
Now, surrounding countries have had attacks. We talked about Nice, talk about all the... Germany had been immune up to this point, obviously always on alert. Now that they've had this horrific attack, what's the mood of the people in Berlin? Are they trying to stay away from the market? Are they out and about? What's going on there?
Okay, but I think the mayor of Berlin kind of hit it on the head yesterday. He said, you know, use your common sense. You know, be clever. If you see something that looks strange, then, you know, use your analysis of the situation at that point and maybe go across the street. Go away from something that does not look right. Situational awareness. Other than that, though, he says, you got to get out to these markets. You can't let these guys win. Do not, he said, just cower in your house. That is, in fact, defeat then to the people of Germany.
And that's the message, it seems, the common message that all government leaders give their citizens when something horrible like this happens. We have to move forward.
Yeah, but ultimately, in practical terms, you have no other choice. Are you going to quit your job? Are you paying your rent, your mortgage, your kids?
Exactly.
It don't work like that. So, yes, it does. It feels nasty for a while, maybe going to work, whatever, whatever. You get through that, and it doesn't mean you ignore what happens. But ultimately, you say, I have no power control other than the fact that I got to keep, you know, I got to keep the cogs moving. And, you know, that's what happens for everybody.
Well, Tom, I appreciate the update. Stay safe. Thanks a lot, and enjoy the holidays.
All righty. Take care.
Take care.